been studying the Bible and found something that you didn't understand that or didn't make sense to you? Have you ever found something that did make sense to you? Which do you have more of? Is it more confusing, or which side of the spectrum do you fall on? Seems like day by day by me. There are certain things in the Bible that when I read them, it just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, it's like not even close to making sense to me. Like, it just seems completely out of whack. And these aren't like something I've read and I was uncomfortable with and I talked to somebody and they made me feel better about it. It's like, I just don't get it. And so for me, it's those times that I just kind of have to lean on God and say, hey, God, you know, maybe someday I'll get it. Maybe someday this will make sense to me. But for now, I'll just have to go on. You guys know what I'm talking about? Anybody have those? All right. Anybody got any examples of something that you just don't get? What'd you say? Revelations, just the entire thing. From it. So we've got an I love Revelations, and I don't know what Revelations means, so excellent. Obadiah. Just the name? Obadiah. All right. What else? Melchizedek. What's confusing about Melchizedek? Now, I'll put you on the spot. Everything. All right. Including the name. All right. What else? Something else that's confusing or that you just don't quite get. There's a few of these for me. One of them that really stands out to me is the Jesus turning over tables thing. But like I'm telling you, I just have never been comfortable with that. Like if you guys were being complete idiots in here and you were doing something goofy, and I were to come running in here and start messing it up by start turning tables over, it's just not what I would recommend a Christian do. You know, it's like it just doesn't make sense to me. You guys know what I'm talking about? You guys remember the story? Huh? You call 911. Yeah, exactly. They might have called 911 on him back then if they'd had it. Yeah. And I will tell you that it just never, the anger Jesus had and the way that was handled, you know, it's something I just don't quite grasp. You know, it doesn't seem like Jesus. The picture I have of Jesus doesn't line up with the picture of him going into the temple and turning over the tables. Like, it, because to me, Jesus sits in a corner and reads the Bible all day, right? Right? Pretty much. You know, he's real nice and he's loving and he holds children, right? So. Carrie always has a lamb, right? No lion, just the lamb. So, yeah. So, I want to share a verse with you guys. This is in Genesis 30. It says, Rachel saw that she was not bearing her hubby, Jacob, any children. She became jealous of her sister, so she said to her hubby, give me children or I'll die. And the word I want you to think about is this word right here, jealous. Is jealousy a good thing? I'm just kidding. Huh? It can be. Okay, all right. Okay, let's step back. In general, when you hear someone talking about someone else and referring to them as being jealous or struggling with jealousy, is it generally a good thing we're talking about? I mean, in general, it's not an attribute that I desire to have for myself. Like, it's almost like I just kind of generally think, yeah, being jealous is not a good thing. You guys agree or disagree? It's kind of the way my brain works. I agree with a couple of you that it certainly can be a good thing. Is it a good thing in this case? I don't think so. At least not coming across quite right. Here's another one, Genesis 37. This is the dreamer. So then he had another dream, and he told it to his brothers. Listen, he said, I had another dream, and this time the sun and moon and 11 stars were bowing down to me. Now, that's a serious dream. When he told his father as well as his brothers, his father rebuked him and said, what is this dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you? And it says, and his brothers were jealous of him. Is that a good jealousy? I don't think so. I don't think so. What are you guys jealous of? What kinds of things are you guys jealous of? Rob. Thank you, Rob.
I'm really jealous of Jacob's beard.
Well, I think
excellent. Something else. Yes, Shirley. But you feel okay about that one, I bet. Is it a jealousy that you're...
It can turn bad. Yeah. You know, if it's too right. much, or if I'm expecting something that's not, you know,
yeah.
overabundance that he shouldn't have to try to fulfill. So.
It's a tricky thing. Yeah.
I would agree with that, but I would say that it's more like something that we think we deserve,
or Ooh.
We think that belongs to us.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Because you can be jealous of things that are definitely
right.
Coveting?
Oh, my goodness. There are too many words in this.
Okay.
Place.
Okay.
This is getting ridiculous.
Feesbeck is going to speak wisdom into the room.
I would, for me, jealousy is usually something that, yes, someone else has gotten, but I think I'm entitled to.
Yeah, and it stinks that they
usually
got it. Bosecker.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll get to you, Judy.
In some aspects, though, jealousy can be a very, very good motivator. And this is
like money?
I'm going on, like, suppose Rob wanted to grow a decent beard. I digress. No, other people see, you know, traits or something. Somebody has maybe generosity or caring or time that person's spending with their family, and they can become jealous of that, and it can manifest into something wonderful.
I agree. Yeah.
Where you see this trait being exemplified in somebody else, you're like, okay, I'm going to make active steps to try and be like that. Now, you're never going to be exactly like that, but you understand that, you know, that's something I want to be. I'm kind of jealous of the way that he does this.
So we're talking a little bit about there can be jealousy for things that are good things to be jealous of, and there could be jealousy for things which aren't good to be jealous of.
Exactly.
Judy.
That's why basically I was going to say it's what you do with the jealousy that is the problem more than the jealousy itself. But, you know, I can feel jealous that somebody has maybe a closer relationship with God than I do. I see it as, but I can have that too if I'm willing to do what I need to do. So in that way, maybe it would motivate me into doing what I need to do to get that relationship that I want so badly.
And it can get really gray because you can be jealous. Maybe a friend has a lifestyle that is a holy lifestyle and you want that holy lifestyle. So you can be jealous of wanting that lifestyle, but you can take that too far and actually begin to despise that person for something that they're doing which is perfectly healthy. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Ooh.
Like,
those are the worst. Yeah, relationships, family, children, those can be, I think, some of the toughest.
Yeah. And I think that's the kind of things we see in these passages. Like, Genesis 31, she's jealous because her sister
it's understandable for sure.
Yeah.
Right. Anybody have any idea what's going on in Exodus 20? Any Bible thinking folks? Ten Commandments. Look at this one. This is verse 4. This is the second or third one, I think. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. That's one of those I kind of struggled with for years. And like I told you, there's things in the Bible that I've struggled with and I've just kind of let them go. And this is one of them. I just kind of let it go. Until recently. I couldn't grasp that. It was like weird to me. It was like the word jealousy, just jealousy and God being a jealous God, it just couldn't resonate with me. You guys with me? It's like it just doesn't resonate. It's like God can't be a jealous God. I mean, when someone says Bob over there, he's a jealous guy. I mean, I know what they mean when they say Bob's a jealous. They mean he's got problems. He wants what his neighbors have, you know, or whatever. You know, that's like, I know. We don't use that term in our culture very often. Saying, oh, Bob over there's a jealous guy. Oh, really? Oh, he must be awesome, right? It's just not what we do. I am a jealous God, right there in the commandments. And this one just is a killer for me. Do not worship any other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous. Okay, he's not just a jealous God. He wears a placard around his neck. He says, I carry the name jealous. Whose name is jealous. Completely illogical to me until recently. Back a few years ago, Jill and I were going through a time when I was just not keeping her and keeping the kids in focus the way I should. And it, you know, on a worldly scale, I was probably doing all right, you know, if I judge myself against really terrible people, which is what I like to do. It makes you feel better. Of course, that assumes I'm not a terrible person, I guess. But a few years ago, we were chatting, and my time was stretched between doing stuff with the kids and doing stuff with Jill. And in one of our discussions, Jill was a little uncomfortable. But she said, you know, this is kind of weird, but I'm feeling a little jealous in this situation. I'm feeling a little jealous of these other things in your life. And I don't think you, it seems to me like, if I remember the conversation right, that you weren't even, she wasn't even like confident that it was an okay thing to feel, but it's what she was feeling. It was the word that she felt. And I remember like a big light going on that day for me, because I was sitting there looking at her and I was thinking through to realize that the things that she wanted, kind of like you said, Jacob, they weren't things that were wrong. They were things that were right. She wanted me to be right with God. She wanted me to be right with the kids and with her. And I realized that this word jealousy that I had struggled with for a long time, there was maybe a whole nother aspect to it. And the really weird thing is, I knew exactly what she meant. So it wasn't like I didn't understand the word. You know, some like the word worship, in church circles, if we say we're going to go worship God on Sunday, most people automatically create this image that we're going to go, we're going to sit in some room, we're going to sing some songs together, we might pray. That's what that means. But if someone says, you know, I'm a Walt Disney fanatic, in fact, I worship Walt Disney, We don't think we're going to go sit in a room and look at a picture of Walt Disney and sing songs about him. You know, we understand. Do you guys do that? I hope not. No, we get it, because the idea is that it's like we like him so much. We put him on such a high pedestal. We worship him. We, in that case, I think we're actually using the word worship the way we ought to be using the word worship when we talk about God. That like we think nothing is better than God. But it's funny how we can use the same word and we understand the same word, but we use it in different circumstances and we kind of get mixed up about. And so on jealousy, after that day, I remember really rethinking jealousy and what it actually meant to me. And this morning, before I came here, I thought it was worth looking up what Webster has to say about jealousy. And I actually found a guy online that had struggled through exactly the kind of thing I had struggled through. So it was really interesting. And he looked at these two definitions and he said, you know, it's funny because when we talk about the word jealousy, it's this second one that we kind of think of. Being hostile toward a rival or one believed to enjoy an advantage. You know, there's somebody that's got something that we want, or it's somebody we're in opposition to in some way, or we feel this opposition to them and we're hostile toward them. Hostile towards something. But there's this other one about jealousy, is that you're intolerant of a rivalry or unfaithfulness. And when I think about Jill's words to me that kind of woke me up that day, it wasn't at all that she was wanting to be hostile toward me at all. It's that she saw that what I was doing wasn't holy. You see the difference? It wasn't that she was mad or thought she ought to have something that wasn't right. She knew what she wanted was right. She was just feeling that pressure. She was feeling that push. And she was thinking, it's not right. And she was uncomfortable with that. You guys see the difference? See how that works? It's a completely different way of thinking about things. And it helps me to realize this idea that you guys, in fact, thanks for by chatting. I was surprised how many of you wanted to say things. But I could tell you guys were bouncing back and forth between this. Right? Because you were kind of like, well, I don't think it's a good thing. Well, sometimes it is a good thing. Yeah, it can be both. The same word can be both. And we actually know how to use it in both situations because we will occasionally use it that way. Because there will be times we'll talk about a healthy jealousy and talk about an unhealthy jealousy. But in general, we think about the second one, even though we understand the first one. To make full circle here, I want to tell you about a song, and we're going to sing this song here in just a couple minutes. In fact, music folk, if you guys want to head this way, we'll sing this song in just a second. This is a David Crowder song, and Alex, I think you say it's the best worship song ever or something.
All time.
So he has an opinion.
That's playing when we go ahead.
A little over-the-top opinion there. The first time I heard this song, and so some of you, this might be the first time you will have heard this song. The first time I heard this song, I didn't like it. I can tell you right away, I did not like it. Because when I was seeing that it said, God is jealous for me, it really rubbed me wrong. It was like that's not the way we should say it. It's not a healthy way to say it. You know, I don't want to sing a song about God being jealous for me. And yeah, I know in the Bible it says he's a jealous God. All right. You know, I've heard that, but I don't like it. You know, because I just don't like the word. It's not a God word to me. It's not a Jesus word. It's not, I don't want to worship God saying he's a jealous God. But that was before Jill and I had our chat. And after that, jealousy became kind of an endearing word for me, because all of a sudden I began to realize that Jill's desire for righteousness in my life actually took me a step forward. It nudged me toward holiness. And all of a sudden I realized that this idea of being jealous for something, being painful when things maybe aren't as good as they could be, can actually become something completely beautiful. And so now I look at this song, And it's all of a sudden it begins to make perfect sense to me. It says God is jealous for us. He's pained. He's hurting when we're away from him. If you go back to the Webster Dictionary, he's intolerant of rivalry. He's intolerant of unfaithfulness. He is a jealous God. Yes, Casey. Isn't it amazing? All you do is flip that to an OF instead of an FOR, and all of a sudden it starts to become something that doesn't seem holy. Right? Yeah. And the jealousy that we struggle with, the number two on that definition, I think you're right, is a jealousy of things. A jealousy. Or a jealousy for things, but things that aren't holy. But he's jealous for us, not of us. Yeah, and I think maybe the first time I heard this song, I even thought that a little bit. It's like I was having a hard time dealing with that. He's jealous for me. He loves like a hurricane. I'm a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind, his mercy. All of a sudden, I'm unaware of these afflictions that he's eclipsed by glory. I realize just how beautiful God is. And how great his affections are for me. I agree with Alex. It's a pretty amazingly powerful song. So I'm going to flip-flop back to the slide projector there, Chase. And let's just sing it together. You guys want to stand up? And let's praise God for his jealousy.
He is jealous for me. He loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory. And I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us. Thank you.
God, we're sorry for times when you have to feel jealous for us. We're sorry. We ask for your forgiveness for times when you haven't been put in first place in our lives. And we thank you for your grace. Your grace is deep like an ocean. God, we ask that in our lives, that the things that we're jealous for will be things that will draw us close to you. And the things where jealousy is driving us away from you, that those will fall away. We ask that we will be the children you want us to be, living the lives you want us to live. And God, we give you this day. Through Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Guys, it's 12 o'clock, and the kids need to be picked up in 15 minutes. So you guys have about 15 minutes to mingle and take it easy, and then we'll make another announcement right at a quarter after to have you go pick the kids up. So have a great day, guys.